Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are y'all today? For those who just joined us, good afternoon. For those who were with us earlier on for the SGC, keep it up. Okay, so we continue with the Diamond Sutra. This is a new setup, so I think most things are working now. I'm going to switch over to the whiteboard I'll switch between this view and the other view, which is with the text blown up. So I believe we stop here. 我们出家人是为什么出家? So this is a continuation of what my teacher was explaining. Yeah, so this is a question that actually a lot of lay people are curious about. They will, when they meet some monks or nuns, especially younger ones, they will ask this question. Yeah. So why do monastics ordain, go forth, leave behind the family and become a monk or a nun? Why do we do that? This is the question. I can actually make it even bigger. Can't see me. Can't see me? Small, small. Small, small. So, I hope the text is big enough. Okay. So this question, 照理说应该是为学习无为法而出家。 So according to my teacher, by right, it should be for the purpose of learning the unconditioned phenomena. In other words, ultimate reality. In order that we learn that, to cultivate, to attain to the ultimate reality that we choose to ordain. 如果说是为了了脱生死而出家, 这句话也是对的。 So if one were to say it is for the purpose of putting an end to the cyclical existence of birth and death, that I go forth from the home life to the homeless life, that should be correct as well. 但是 怎么样才能了脱生死呢? But how does one do that? I tell you a side story. When I attended my first novice retreat and I decided to ordain, so at the exit interview of the retreat, one of the instructor monk venerable asked the question, you want to ordain? What is the reason? Why do you want to ordain? At that point in time, I didn't think much, I didn't think much about why I want to ordain. I just think that, I need to ordain, So when I was asked this question, I just give a random answer. I just said, I don't want to get married. Of course, that's not the best answer. Because in my mind, I was like, I thought there's not enough monks and nuns around, So surely if anyone say you want to ordain, immediately grab, give you the consent form, immediately sign, and then immediately lock you up in the monastery. Later do I know that, they actually go through a selection process. They want to find out your intent, your purpose, and whether you have the right mindset. So a couple of years later, when I met my ordination teacher, Sang Miao Xia Jing Ha He Sang, when I, on the third or fourth day of the retreat, I didn't tell him. When I approached him, I was with my Dharma brother, Ching Sun. When I saw my teacher, my to-be teacher, I was so excited. I was so nervous. I opened my mouth and nothing came out. And then my Dharma brother helped me say, he said, 他要出家. And then I was like, yeah. And then my ordination teacher looked at me and then he thought about it. Like you see him, you know, in thoughts for a few seconds, then he just smiled and then he just congratulated me. Ah, 恭喜你. Then he just walked off. And when he walked off, I was like, huh? Isn't he going to ask me the question like, 你为什么出家? So it's so interesting. Two times I asked to ordain, two times I get two completely different responses, which I don't know how to respond to. So fast forward another 6 months or so, when I finally end up in Taiwan, and I have when was that? At some point, another senior monk asked me why I want to ordain. So by then, wow, I have the model answer already. So I said, 要了脱生死. Then the senior monk looked at me like, 了脱生死. 说来容易 or something. I was like, wow, okay, whatever answer you give is wrong, man. Anyway, yeah. My teacher, in many talks, he gave a very interesting take. But let's take a look at what my teacher say here. So, let me see. So let's say if a person's intent is, oh, I want to ordain. Yeah. I want to ordain so that I can be free of suffering. I can, you know, eradicate the cyclical existence of birth and death. But how do you do that? I have interviewed quite a number of individuals over the years. Who express intent to ordain. The interesting thing is that a good number of them all ask a question, all reply saying that, oh, they want to go and liberate sentient beings, or they want to, you know, do all kinds of amazing things, but almost nothing to do with themselves. Nothing to do with overcoming their own defilements. Yeah, so but who am I to question that? Having said that, I think it's important. Yeah. Fa Yuan Fa Shi Ji Xiang, Ami Tho Pho. I see Fa Yuan Fa Shi online. Okay, a lot of comments. Let me see. Okay, good afternoon everyone. Sifu, we can hear you. Yeah, anyone has the online copy? Let me see. Okay, just give me a minute. Just give me a minute. Now quite steady. I have to be right back. Okay, I'm back. So I have posted a link. I hope you all can see it. Let me try to post it into the description as well. How do I post that to the description? Can you all see it? Okay. So I posted the link. If you want to download the soft copy, you can download soft copy. The full recording is also online, so you can listen to what my teacher say directly. This series serve as a follow, like an elaboration or in English, so that English speakers can, have access to the teachings. So we're gonna continue from here. Switch to whiteboard. Okay, so let me just scan through and see if there's any questions I need to reply. Okay, so I've replied to Li Hui. Can hear you good. We are also having green bean soup. Oh dear, so embarrassing.
You say you have great
Because,
black beans, so you get
oh no, because just now I was talking about the blood donation yesterday. So I forgot that I didn't switch off the mic. Yeah. Rule lie see tai ran ten for so sifu we stop. Here. Okay, so yes, so thank you everybody for confirming the starting point. Good afternoon to Venerable Pu Cheng as well. Okay, so Celine has a question. Actually, I want to renounce in the future. Can I ask, is it very difficult for a girl like me to be a nun? Is it very difficult? I would say that in a way, not very difficult for anyone who is sincere, who wants to ordain. I think the challenge is finding a suitable teacher and also a suitable center to ordain. Even more important, to have the pure and wholesome intent to learn and practice. One of the very crucial thing to consider when we want to ordain is, in fact, it's not just about ordination. It's about if you consider yourself to be a Buddhist, which means that you are a Buddha's disciple, one of the very crucial thing is your willingness to change. But in order to change, you must recognize that your current state is not ideal. That means not completely perfect. Yeah. So we must start off with this. Or at least work towards recognizing that our current state is less than ideal, is imperfect, then there's room for change, ma. If we think that we are okay already, then what's there to change? If there's nothing to change, then what for be a Buddhist? Not to mention ordain, oh. Yeah, so I would say it's not very difficult as long as you have the right mindset. Yeah, that you recognize that there is room for improvement on our end, and you would like to improve to the point where you are free of defilements. Yeah, don't worry about liberating sentient beings. So right at the get-go, I would say the more important thing is be concerned about whether defilements is still present in ourselves. Okay, so let me see if there's any other questions to answer. Okay, nope. So we'll continue with the text. So let me just make the text, make my screen bigger. Itch is catching up. Now I'm appreciating to have bigger text, easier to read. Okay. 要能证悟无为的境界，才能了脱生死。Yeah. So in order to be free to eradicate the cyclical birth and death, we must be able to attain to attain to the unconditioned state, which is the ultimate reality. 见到无为法，才能有所成就。这件事。So, only when you have attained to the unconditioned phenomena, then you can have some accomplishment. So this matter, what about it? 若是在理论上学习佛法，学习无为法，也不是难事。Yeah, as far as attaining to the unconditioned phenomena is concerned, not too difficult. Yeah.Not too difficult in principle. Just learn the teachings, then, you know, just learning it is not a problem. Yeah, 现在虽然是末法时代, yeah, so now although it is the declining stage, yeah, declining era. 若能学习中观论大品般若经，就能通达一切法皆是无为的境界。Yeah. So if you are able to learn the Madhyamika Sastra, the commentary on the Madhyamika, the middle path, that means a teaching on emptiness, or the Da Ping Bo Ro Jing, so the greater sutra on the perfection of wisdom, yeah, Mahaprasna Paramita Sutra, yeah, 就能通达一切法。皆是无为的境界。Then we can penetrate into the ultimate reality and see that all phenomena is actually of the unconditioned state.、Yeah, but what's the problem? 但问题就是要努力。The problem is you need to put in effort.、So in a way, answering Celine's question also, yeah, you must put in effort.随时随地随事要向无为法上体会 yeah, regardless of time, place or matter, that we must incline towards the unconditioned phenomena to go and experience it. In other words, don't be caught up with the temporal, the conditioned phenomena. Yeah, that is just temporal, yeah, conditional.Yeah, the sound is temporal. Don't be so gong a bit. Then I see the student keep looking. Then hard to attend to anything. A bit of sound, then we turn our head. cannot be like that. 那得证无为法这件事情不需要很久啊，也应该有成就。Yeah, if we can do that, then attainment of the unconditioned phenomena.That shouldn't be too far. Yeah, that shouldn't be too far. So, yeah, actually the example I just gave, because this new place, the wind is very strong. So even though I put this door stopper, it's a foam thing you lock into the door so it doesn't bang.But because the wind blows, so it causes this, I think it creates this Bernoulli effect. It pushes the door open, and then the pressure equalizes, and then the other opposing force becomes greater, so it just bong, 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 bong. So some of them start getting distracted by it. Yeah, actually this is a good example of our life, you know.We want to do our practices, we want to focus on the path, but a bit of things happening, yeah, the sound from the door represents external events, Yeah. Sometimes pleasant external events, sometimes unpleasant external events. A bit, then we are affected. Oh, yeah. But slowly, yeah, slowly. So, 但是我们出家以来做什么事情? Wow. My teacher is always very, in a way, we can say critical. But in the Chinese, we have this saying, 恨铁不成钢. Yeah, but this is not for me to say. I'm a junior monk. My teacher can say that. So, my teacher always has this question. Yeah, 我们出家人, 出家以来做什么事情? Yeah, so after we ordain, what do we do? This is the important thing. 有学习无为法吗? Yeah, do we learn about the unconditioned phenomena? Yeah, do we do that? Yeah, 从这里就可以看出佛法是兴是衰. Yeah, so my teacher in his teachings he oftentimes highlight this. When we say Buddhism is on the decline, or when we say Buddhism is flourishing, what is the basis? Yeah, so my teacher says this is the basis. If we see, in other words, if we see monastics learning about the unconditioned phenomena, that means learning the Buddha Dharma, learning about the ultimate reality, practicing towards that direction, then Buddhism is flourishing. If not, then it's declining. It's not how many, how grand the the activity is. Yeah, 我们因为没有学习这件事, 所以一直停留在凡夫的境界, 不能得生道. Yeah. So, but you notice my teacher say, 我们因为没有学习这件事. He don't say, 你们. One senior once told us, he said, you notice that 师父 always say, 同学, 同学 means we are equal. Eh? He don't say 学生, he say 同学. Yeah, so my teacher, his choice of words are very interesting. I mean, how can we be his 同学, right? He's how many decades our senior, not to mention that he's our teacher, right? But he always say 同学们, yeah, 法师们, 同学们. So, 我们因为没有学习这件事, yeah, because we don't learn this, learn what? Learn about the unconditioned phenomena. Then, what happened? 所以一直停留在凡夫的境界. That's why we are always stuck at the whirling state. Yeah, we are stuck there. 不能得圣道, we are not able to attain to enlightenment. Yeah, we are not able to do that. So, let me see. 在凡夫的境界上, 一件事做成功了, 心里感觉到很光荣. Yeah. So, in the worldly state, yeah, the whirling state, I mean the state of the, maybe I should write down some of this. So, 凡夫, oops. That means you are not enlightened. So this is opposed to enlightened one. So 凡夫跟圣人. So enlightened, unenlightened, whirling versus the enlightened one. So 凡夫的境界, 凡夫的境界上. So, at the whirling state, when one matter is accomplished, yeah, 一件事做成功了, then what happened when we accomplish something? 心里感觉到很光荣. Wow, we are very beaming with pride. Wow. 等等报酬, 报纸, 登登报纸，哇，登登报纸，哇 ，then we publish on the newspaper， 哇，宣扬怎么样怎么样的 ，yeah， then we 哇 announce to the world， oh， we have done this， we have done that， 啊，嗯 ，so， 当然我说这话好像不是很合乎人情。So my teacher says, of course, when he says this, this doesn't seem to go hand in hand with the worldly relations. Yeah. So maybe in modern times we will say, oh, no EQ. But my teacher is just stating the fact. So, 但是你若这样，则不能成就无为法。Yeah, but if you are like that, like what? That means you accomplish something, then your mind, wow, full of pride, and then wow, you must go and announce to the world like this, like that. Yeah, then you cannot attain to the unconditioned phenomena. 还是凡夫境界, yeah, still at the whirling state. 自己虽然感觉到光荣,但是在佛菩萨来看,不是这么回事。Yeah.So although on our own we feel very proud of it, but from the perspective of the enlightened one, the Buddha, the Bodhisattvas, from their angle, they don't think so. Mm. So, but how is this so? It is that if you are still grasping onto things, Sifu, why do you say we are grasping onto things? If you are not grasping, then why is there so much pride? Yeah, over what has been accomplished.When the Buddha, when someone get enlightened, when the Buddha give teaching, someone get enlightened, you see the text, and 500 monks attain to final liberation. There's no further becoming. The holy life has been lived. Yeah. Then there's no verse as saying, oh, Buddha was so proud of himself. No such a verse. Yeah. I like to think that to the Buddha,It is just like seeing the rain fall. Yeah. 从金刚经上看，佛是大圣人，四果圣人乃至到得无生法忍的菩萨，都是这样的态度。Yeah. So from the Diamond Sutra, we can see that the Buddha is a great enlightened person, great enlightened one.The four fruits of enlightened stages, the four fruits, those who have attained to the four fruits, up to those bodhisattvas who have attained enlightenment, yeah, they all have this attitude. What kind of attitude? 在自己成就的境界上，就是无所成就，都是无所得，心里不能不生高慢心。So all the things they have accomplished, their attitude, their state of mind, the 无所成就, there's nothing substantial that they have attained. They see clearly. It's not that they psycho themselves. The other day there was a class, then a student said, oh, 师父, but if I'm not economist and I try to force myself to be economist, I try to psycho myself. Wow, very tough, like suffering. I say, yeah, of course.If you're not there yet, but you're just psychoing yourself, deep down inside, you are not thinking that way. So instead, the enlightened ones truly see it that way. So they're not just psychoing themselves. You know? And as a result, in their mind, it doesn't give rise to pride, conceit. Yeah? 我们平常人很容易有高慢心。We ordinary folks, yeah,We easily have great pride, yeah. We have conceit. 但是初果、二果、三果圣人也有高慢心 Oh, but even the first fruit, second, third, they also have pride. So there's a distinction, our pride and their pride. 这高慢心属于具身我执 Yeah. So this is the two levels.One is 分别我执, one is 俱生我执. Yeah, so because first fruit onwards, they have eradicated the sakya ditti, the wrong view of a self. Yeah, we have both. We bao ka liao. Yeah, we win. We are, in this case, we win. We have everything. Yeah, they lose. They have lesser. They have lesser wrong view. They have lesser pride. They have lesser ego. They have lesser suffering. We win. We have everything. Yeah. So, 就是在不知觉中就生高慢心. Yeah, that means it's not through thinking. It's involuntarily, then you have that sense of the conceit and pride. Yeah. So it's a very innate sense of attachment. And this is something that is very subtle but very deep. Oh. So what about unenlightened beings? How about enlightened beings? 而得圣道的人立刻就能觉悟，提起正念，高慢心就停下来了。 So, same but different. Although they still have this innate, in a way we can say innate, 具身我执, this attachment to the self, yeah, this conceit, this pride. But the difference between us and them, for the enlightened beings, immediately they can have this awareness. Yeah. 立刻就能觉悟. Yeah. Immediately. 立刻就能觉悟. The moment the ego show its ugly head, immediately they are aware. 提起正念, yeah, bring up the right thought and right view. Then what happened? 高慢心就停下来. And immediately they can stop the ego and pride. Yeah, the conceit. 还有这个大般若经提到, in the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra, it highlights, 七地菩萨因为通达了无量无边的佛法, 也还有慢, 还会感觉到, 你学习佛法的时间短不如我. So in the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra, it actually highlights something interesting. It says that the seventh stage Bodhisattva, having penetrated into 无量, 无量 is immeasurable, 无边 boundless, immeasurable boundless Buddha Dharma, still have that bit of pride. So they may still have this thought. You have learned the Buddha Dharma for only a short time, not like me. this is not what I say or what my teacher say, according to the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra. 但是他立刻能觉悟, the difference is immediately this thought arises, immediately he, oh, this is not right. 不像我们生了高慢心自己还不知道. Yeah. Unlike us, even when we have great pride, we still don't know. We still don't know. 现在说释迦牟尼佛在燃灯佛所的时候, yeah, 没有这些问题. Yeah, so back to the text, then in the Diamond Sutra it says, so it relates, the Buddha said that when the Buddha was at the Buddha Dipankara's period, there's no such a problem. Even though he was given the confirmation by Buddha Dipankara that in future you will attain to the Anuttara Sammyak Sambodhi and you will be named this and that. But in his mind, there's no such an attachment or grasping. Oh, I have attained to this or that. Yeah, there's something substantial I have attained. 于法实无所得, yeah. So we respect to the phenomena, to things, yeah. Truly, there's nothing that you can obtain. 就是他念念在道, that means what? Shakyamuni Buddha at that point in time, his mind is moments after moments. It's on the path, it's on the teachings, it's on the principles, on the truth. For us, when we are giving Dharma talk, when we are listening to Dharma talk, oh, our mind is on the path. After that, maybe we are on the path for a few minutes, for a few hours. After that, no more. We go back home, we put the text on the shelf, and then we bow, then we turn around. How come the plates never washed? Well, immediately, back to samsara. Or maybe immediately we go to heavenly realm. Huh, Sifu, how do we go heavenly realm? Immediately when we go back, we put the text, then we enjoy the sensual pleasure. Then we are into heavenly realm already. Whereas Shakyamuni Buddha, even back then at Buddha Dipankara's time, his mind is moment from moment to moment, yeah, on the path. Sen Kou Yu, Ji Xing Dong Nian, yeah, sometimes known as Ji Xing Dong Nian, Ji Xing Dong Nian, Bian Yu Dao He. Yeah, so body, speech, and mind, yeah, up to even just the wavering of the mind, yeah, fluttering of the mind, Ji Xing Dong Nian. That means any moment the thought arises is in conjunction with the path. Yeah. Yu Dao Xiang Ying, resonating with the path. Bu Hui Wei Bei Bora De Zi Hui, will not go in contravene, yeah, against the wisdom will not go against wisdom. Yeah, Bora De Zi Hui. Actually, Bora just Zi Hui. So, let me scroll up. So the next section, 庄严净土. 须菩提，于云何？ 菩萨庄严佛土不也世尊？何以故？ 庄严佛土者，既非庄严，是名庄严。 So for those who are familiar with the Dhamma Sutra, you will see this formula. Yeah. What is the formula? Where X is not X, is named X. Yeah. You basically look through the whole Dhamma Sutra. This is the standard. This is the formula. Yeah. All the text, the whole text is talking about this. But the 3X is actually referring to slightly different things. Yeah. The first X is what we grasp on as real. The second X is actually the one that has substance. So the one that we grasp onto actually has no substance, and the third X is just a label. Yeah, so there's these different categories. Yeah, but we think that all of them is the same, is a real X. But actually we're not able to, you know, apprehend the reality. So 菩萨庄严佛土不也世尊何以故 庄严佛土者既非庄严是名庄严 yeah, so this is the sutra, the verse from the Dhamma Sutra. 这一段是说菩萨庄严佛土. So this section is talking about the Bodhisattva. We can say glorifying or dignifying the Pure Land. So what does this mean? 庄严佛土就是指这位菩萨行菩萨道时有各式各样的愿. Yeah. So when we say the dignifying or the glorifying of the Pure Land, yeah, this refers to what? What does it refer to? It refers to the cultivation of the Bodhisattva. That when the Bodhisattva is cultivating the Bodhisattva path, he has all forms of vows, yeah, 各式各样的愿. So, 希望将来成就的世界有无量功德庄严. Yeah, that with the hope, with the wish, that aspiration, that in future, when this Bodhisattva attained to Buddhahood, The world will have what? Will have 无量功德庄严，will be what you call that? Will be endowed with immeasurable merits. Yeah，计划建立一个特别理想的世界。Yeah, so make a plan to have a world that is very ideal. Wow, ideal for what? Ideal for cultivation. In the past, when we hear, I don't know whether people have this idea, but oftentimes when we hear "庄严道场," yeah, the moment we say "庄严道场," then we see people or buy flowers you know, decorate the stage then put up banners then offer light I mean, I think it's good but the another way to 庄严道场 is with our cultivation, yeah, that you dignify the place with your cultivation. You think about it, if let's say within a hall or community, everybody dress very nicely, and the whole place is decorated with flashing lights, with wow, very pleasant. But all of them commit killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying. Then, do you think that's a pleasant place to cultivate? No. But instead, if this place is very simple, no decoration, nothing, no flower, no bells, nothing. Yeah. But everybody in this community observe the precepts. Yeah. Abstain from killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, and alcohol. And not just that, when they are free, they practice samadhi. And when they arise from samadhi, they discuss dharma. Yeah. Or they listen to dharma talk. Oh, this is another way to dignify and to glorify the place. Also, different level lah. But let's see. So, 例如阿弥陀佛国没有三恶道等。So for example, in the Amitabha Pure Land, there is no three lower realms, etc. So this is because of his vow. Yeah, and in this way, he endowed his world with this state. 这位菩萨或者到阿弥陀佛国，或是药师佛国，阿处佛国，或十方一切的佛世界观摩，然后计划自己成佛的世界要怎么样庄严？Yeah, so this Bodhisattva, maybe he go to Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, he go to the Medicine Buddha Pure Land, he go to 阿主佛国。This one don't know, I don't know what is the proper term. Go to various all the Buddha's world to go and in a way visit yeah, do site visit, and then come out with inspiration. How will his future Pure Land be like? So, then he make this plan. Yeah, 要怎么样庄严啊？So, 并以修学六波罗蜜功德。庄严将来的佛净土，And on top of that, by cultivating what? Cultivating the six perfection, and with that merit to dignify, to embellish the Pure Land.